Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Several miles have come between, all for the best it seems. Just in case you're listening to this song, I will make it clear that I still love you. Whatever happened, it don't need to be second guessed. As we move from one home to a new address, oh, it's just my spirit. Several miles have come to pass. The smoke is cleared at last. Into our lives we disappear. It's just a song that you sometimes hear as you're passing through. Whatever happened, it don't need to be second guessed. We move from one home to a new address. Oh, it's just miles behind us. Miles to go. Miles behind to, oh, it's just miles behind us, miles to go, miles behind. Several miles have come between, all for the best it seems. Just in case you're listening, I'm listening to.
Dreaming on our dimes, we'd be playing all night. woman in the old hometown now is putting up sleek concrete, tearing the old landmarks down now, paving over brave little parks, ripping off Indian land again. Businessmen, oh, nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long.
Down in the Chinese cafe, we'd be living on our dimes. We'd be playing,
you'd give your love so sweetly.
One more time.
Christmas is sparkling out on Carol's lawn. This girl of my childhood games, this kid's nearly grown and gone. When we were those kids' age, nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long.
Outside the sun, it's bursting through. Thank you. Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, narito na naman po kami at inyong mga kakapiling dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ito po si Tita Verge, nagpupugay sa inyo. Magandang hapon pong muli. Napakaganda ng araw ngayon. Kahit na medyo mahangin, at least nakikita natin ang haring araw. Pasensya na po kayo at nagdo-double program na naman si Tita Verge. Katatapos lang ng community service meeting at na-late sa radyo, and unfortunately, ang atin pong mga kasama, may sakit ang isa, naka-duty naman ang isa, at ang isa kararating lang galing ng Pilipinas. So, nandito po si Tita Verge naghahabol, pero masaya po tayo dahil meron po tayong espesyal na bisita. Pilipinang pagkaganda-ganda, at bumalik na po sa community service, gayon din sa kanyang community role, na mamaya po isi-share niya yan sa inyo. But me as the broadcast in charge of Samut Sari and producing this show, I am sincerely hoping na isa ito sa mga babalikan niyang kawanggawa para sa ating mga Pinoy. Ang programa pong ito ng Samut Sari ay hinahatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel, Western Union Money Transfer, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans, Messi, at ISM International. Napakabait po talaga ng Panginoon. Ito, dumating na yung galing abroad. Galing abroad po ito, galing Pilipinas, si Manang Trini. Bumati ka, Manang Trini, sa ating mga tagapakinig. Namiss ka namin ng medyo halos isang buwan mahigit. Ano? No, you sit here. You sit here.
Mahayang hapon, ganin yung tanan. Goodness, kapapasok ko lang talaga sa pintuan. And yes, of course, Tita Verge. Mga 1 month lang naman para naman Tita Verge. Hindi naman over 1 month. So, kulang-kulang lang po ng 1 month. So, namiss ko po kayong lahat. Magandang hapon sa inyo. At maraming salamat sa palagi niyong pagkuyog sa amuang programa kada Domingo sa hapon from 4:20 to 5:20. Sorry po at na-late ako kasi may roadwork sa daan namin. Hindi ako makaalis kaagad. So, pasensya na po kayo. Nevertheless, nandito na po ako. At of course, kamusta ka, Tita Verge?
Kapareho nga ng nabanggit ko kanina, naghahabol. Kasi, as you know, kagagaling ko sa meeting.
Yes.
For that SCAPUS meeting as sponsors or hosts rather, yeah, of the Filipino National Reunion
next job,
Bistang Pilipino sa Auckland 2020.
Yeah.
At siyempre po, we have 22 organizations nakasali sa kapo, and dahil lahat yan, iniisa-isa natin para nakapangalawang meeting pa lang po namin ito, but we are making headways.
Cool.
Yeah. And one of our members in that group is our very special guest today. She is definitely into community service, and obviously, even in her personal life and in her jobs, she is totally a Filipino. I am sad to tell you na hindi na po siya, dalo na sa mga binata dyan, hindi na po siya available. She is now married. But her name is still Filipinong Filipino.
Yes.
Ang atin pong bisita ngayong hapon, si Miss Asia Agkawili.
Yes. Hi, magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat. Very exciting po. This is my very first time na pumunta sa radio here dito sa Auckland. And paminsan-minsan naririnig ko yung Planet FM and I'm like, ha? May mga Pilipino nagsasalita. Saan kaya doon? Saan kaya doon? I think mga ilang years na iyon nung narinig ko. Sabi ko, ano ba to? Parang may nangyari dito sa radio. Parang narinig, naiintindihan ko sila. Nagtatagalog silang lahat. And finally, I'm here. Yes, as you said, you know, I'm all about Filipino and community service dito sa Auckland. And it's very exciting to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Ayan. At syempre pa po, alam naman ninyo na pagdating sa talent at pagdating sa mapapakinabangan para sa community service dito sa atin sa Auckland, mabilis sumagpang si Tita Burns.
Yes.
Ang galing ng Tagalog ko, ano? Sumagpang. So pagkarinig ko pa lang ng pangalan niya, when she was introduced to me to be a member of KAPO, sabi ko, take her in. Now! And immediately I invited her to come to radio to be a guest and observe what we are doing, and hopefully before the program ends, kasama na siya natin dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio, dahil napalagpak ko na po ang kanyang matamis na oo.
Nice.
Kasama na siya sa Samutsari Cultural, Philippine Cultural Society, na isa sa mga very active members ng KAPO,
yes,
or Council of Auckland Philippine Organizations, na mag-spearhead ng Filipino National Reunion in 2020. October Labor Weekend po yan, so ikalendaryo na ninyo mula Friday 23rd and Saturday and Sunday 24-25. 3 days cultural event po yan, o two and a half days cultural event in the evening, and 2 days sports Saturday,
yes,
and Sunday.
Oo nga, mm-hmm. Ano yung pinag-uusapan namin para sa mga nakikinig po, mm-hmm, napaka-exciting po. As in, first time kong makasama dito sa organization na ito, no? At mm-hmm, dahil nga dalawang araw ito, nung pinag-uusapan namin, and I guarantee you, it is worth the wait and it is worth to go there. So please do, whoever is listening right now, Filipino, if you're a Filipino or you're not a Filipino, please do go, because this is not only about, you know, being sporty or being involved in the sports, you also get to know our culture more. And alam niyo po na, Tita Virgin, mm-hmm, na napansin niyo po na yung mga Pilipino at ang Kiwi, ang dami-dami nating similarities in,
yes,
terms of personality, mm-hmm, in terms of character properties. That, mm-hmm, is why pagdating natin dito eh, sobrang wow, you know, the Philippines could be, you know, like New Zealand, for, mm-hmm, example, at some point, you know. So, mm-hmm, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I love it here.
Yes, that's good. So, welcome sa radio program natin. Estelle, is it?
Stella. Asia.
Oh, Asia, where did I get Estelle
Jet lag.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. Welcome back, po. Manang Trini. We missed you for the last month. And akala mo nakawala ka na. No way, Jose.
Bakit? Bakit, Tita Virg? Anong ginawa mo sa, ano naman sa akin?
I already committed you to the cultural group of KAPO. Alam ko, you will not be here,
yes,
in that October, because,
yes,
every October now you go home for,
yes,
your family reunion.
That's
for
right.
for your mama who passed away as well,
yes,
and for your papa who is a pastor,
yes,
and for the family to always go home in October.
That's
but
right.
In the preparations, kasali ka dyan.
Kasali ako. Mm-hmm. Oh, sige, yeah, walang problema, mm-hmm, yan. Kayang-kaya. Kayang-kaya natin yan. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Asia is... Opo. Asia was co-opted as secretary of KAPO for these 2 years.
Nice.
And she is, I hooked her in as member of Samutsari Philippine Cultural Society.
Yeah.
So she is involved as well in maybe the cultural and the pageant or the sports or whatever.
Mm.
But she is most willing to be a part of it and to contribute to it.
Cool. Yes, naturally.
Yes, yes.
Good. You know, it's always good to be involved.
Exactly, mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, come to think of it, we have to be involved kasi nakasalalay ang culture natin dito,
exactly,
sa New Zealand, you know. Filipino, mm-hmm, culture is, mm-hmm, you know, the katulad na Asia, mga volunteer, Tita Virg, you know, it's very important to have this kind of passion ba, mm-hmm, na keep promoting our culture. Kasi, mm-hmm, mawawala po tayo dito.
Yes.
Yes, for sure, yeah. I mean, you know, we have adopted Kiwi way of life, mm-hmm, but of course, iba pa rin yung pusong Pinoy.
Yung roots natin.
Yes, oh, yes,
yeah, tama,
right.
Pusong Pinoy.
Yes. Pusong Pinoy. Mm-hmm.
It adds, yeah, a bit of flavor apart from, mm-hmm, the kiwi.
Of
so may adobo kiwi.
Yeah. Mga kababayan, si Asia po ay graduate ng University of the Philippines, and siyempre pa kasali siya ng grupo ng mga UP alumni dito sa Auckland?
Yes, marami po bang UP alumni dito sa Auckland na involved. Kasi dalawa yun eh. Diba? May UP graduate tapos may involved na UP graduate. Those are very, very different things.
Ang involved, as you know, si Sam Dignadise.
Yeah.
He is our overall coordinator for Filipino National Reunion sa 2020.
Okay.
But he can't make it today, but he was there. You saw him the last time.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Marami-rami actually. Si Romy Odanga.
Yeah.
Si Fritzy Odanga. Mm. Mga UP din yan.
Yes.
Marami. Pag sinabi ko ngayon, baka may mga lagpasan ako.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes, yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. No, marami dito sa UP.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And meron silang, actually meron silang scholar ng bayan dun sa group nila na ang tawag ay, nakalimutan ko, but nakasama ang word na UP.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Nonetheless, it's very, very good mm-hmm. to be, yeah. You know, involved in the...
For sure. Mas,
alam mo yung sa Samutsari, pinag-uusapan na lang mm-hmm. namin, na-excite na ako, okay? Kasi dalawang araw yon. Tapos sabi ko, so, dalawang araw yon. Tapos punong-puno na activities. Mm-hmm. Naiisip ko, Tita Virgie, habang nagsasalita kayo, nagsasuggest kayo. Because sometimes, you know, nagsasuggest ka kung anong magandang mangyari, ganyan-ganyan. Mm-hmm. Tapos nasa, at the back of my mind, I'm thinking, saan kaya ako matutulog? Dalawang araw yon, magka-camp kaya ako doon. Dala na lang ako ng tent. Kasi diba, marami activities. Yeah,
marami talaga.
So, yeah. I-book nyo na po yan, malapit na malapit na dito sa Auckland because, you know, 2020 pa. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just abangan nyo na lang.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of Ayan. Course.
Siyempre po, nagpa-finalize na kami ng mga venue at ng mga gagawin, mga programa at pinakang-importante kung sino yung mga committee.
Yes.
Kasi, pag community service po, siyempre voluntary work ito.
Yes.
And we volunteer not only our time and our efforts, but including our resources.
For sure.
All right, nagpa-fundraising po kami, naghahanap kami ng sponsors, naghahanap kami ng grant, and yung mga sports naman nakasali, ang bawat sports team po, meron niyang registration fee, which is, sanay na po ang mga Pilipino dyan.
Yes.
Ilang taon na nating ginagawa ito, taon-taon, meron tayong national reunion. Dito sa Auckland, ginawa yan ng 2003, and then 2012, and ngayon 2019. But in 1998, ginawa rin po dito ang Independence Day celebration, centennial, 100 years of celebration. And at the same time, ginawa rin natin ang Filipino National Reunion ng taong iyon.
Mm.
Auckland was not supposed to be hosting it, but ibinigay nila sa Auckland kasi Auckland right. ang Aswerte. Pinakamalaki.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But during that year, all Filipinos were proud, tumatayo ang mga balahibo ko, because we were allowed to hoist our two large flags, Philippine flags, on the
harbor bridge.
The harbor bridge.
Oh, that's nice.
And we were the first ethnic group na nagkaroon ng privilege na ganyan.
Yeah.
It's not the whole time.
Yes.
We were given, I think, a week or so.
Yeah.
But after that, may mga sumunod na gusto na rin mangyari yun.
Yes.
Sa kanilang, because our reason was it was our national day.
Yes.
And at the time we were the fourth ethnic group in New Zealand.
Yes.
We were
largest,
fourth largest.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyhow, others followed, but it didn't last long. The internal affairs decided to stop it. Because hindi na nai-re-raise yung Kiwi flag. Iba-iba
na. Ang dami ng flag doon. Naging bandera na storage ng bandera, di ba?
Oh.
But that's nice. It's a very, very good experience.
So, medyo matagal-tagal na rin pong hindi nakapag-host ang Auckland. Last time nga yung 2012, wherein naging 3 days po yun dahil yung fourth day is state visit of our then President Benigno Aquino, S. Aquino III.
Right.
Na napakagaling din, nagkaroon tayo ng film show, a free film show sa mga Pilipinos, sa inorganized natin yan sa Sky City Grand Hotel, which can only accommodate maximum of 2,500 people.
Yes.
There were already almost 35,000 people all over New Zealand din.
Yes.
So you would imagine kung saan yung leeg ko nakalagay, because everyone wants to go there.
Yes.
But we have to see to it that all organizations were represented.
Yes.
And even if there were no organizations, at least yung ibang bayan all over New Zealand na mayroon namang, kung hindi man sila pa member ng organisasyon na Federation of the Filipino Associations, and Incorporated Society, etc., mayroong mga iba't ibang organisasyon, may civic, may sports, may etc.
Yes.
At kung hindi pa rin sila member noon, eh nag-a-attend naman sila at nagsusupport. So sa bayan na walang ganong representative, kinunan din natin ang representative.
Right.
Para
makasama naman.
Oo. And at the time, President Ninoy Aquino was very happy, and he proclaimed that he had a much more amorable or amiable time in Auckland, pardon it, houses, than in Australia, because we really put it out for him.
Yes,
so he
right.
was very happy. We saw to it that before he comes, which is normal because of security reasons,
yes.
he cannot come straight away, whatever. That is why I organized a movie.
Yes.
A free movie with Pika Pika,
yes.
at the hotel, so that I can pacify the people while waiting. They were subdued because it was by Lloyd.
John Lloyd Cruz.
And
was it Bea?
Bea Alonso.
Bea Alonso.
So they were crying. So
yes.
they cannot say, I don't like this president. They can't, because you know they were crying, so they were nationalistic.
Yes. Yes. Ganun naman talaga.
But that was a fantastic event, really.
Yeah.
Next year, hindi pa po kami makakommit, but we are doing our best. Every time that Auckland is hosting, we do a little bit extra than the other big cities or towns in New Zealand do. But meron po tayo definitely na isang special event sa 2020.
Yeah.
Like in 2012, may ginawa po tayo. We deviated from the normal federation rules of sports only and cultural and beauty pageant. In 2012, meron tayong Battle of the Bands from all over New Zealand. Kaya may representative ang Christchurch, Wellington, etc., etc., which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And ay siyempre pa, meron tayong raffle draw noon, and I was able to get a diamond ring and a diamond earring as the prize para maraming manood, because ticketed yun. The reason why it is ticketed is because mag-hire tayo ng venue.
For
wala
sure.
namang pondo ang mga organisasyon. So we get
cost.
It from our fellow Filipino to pay for the entrance, pero mayroon din naman silang magandang.
It is always guaranteed when you have a ticket to pay for na maganda yung event. Kasi sa pupunta ka na libre, syempre sa naman magagaling yung organization doon pag libre. Ayun.
Ayan. So, yan po mangyayari sa
2020.
But as early as this Independence Day, June 12, 2019, hindi natin gagawin eksakto ng June 12, kasi middle of the week yun. On June 15, that is a Saturday, we are going to celebrate our Independence Day again. Obviously, in the morning, we will be at the Rizal Reserve to do the flag hoisting,
yes.
and draft laying. From there, we go to the church. I think it would be Balmoral again to have our Independence Day Mass and our shared lunch. There will be some cultural presentation on that one. But in the evening, I am proud to announce that the Council of Auckland Philippine Organizations will host what we dub Miss Independence Q&A 2019.
Ayan. Exciting, Kion. I love that.
Tinuloy mo yan, ha?
Oh. Alam niyo, habang sinasabi namin ito, may rainbows na nag-appear dito sa studio.
I think it's about time anyway.
Yes.
I think it's about time. Mm-hmm. It's really good to, lalo na this is it the whole week that we are celebrating Pride?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. So really, I think it's about time. Mm. Filipinos is always embracing the, you know, the yeah. community. In
yeah, yeah, the fun mm-hmm. of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Know,
yes.
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 Yung mapapakinggan po ninyo ang mechanics niyan at so yung mga nakikinig dyan, baka mayroon kayong mga kilala, ay pasalihin po ninyo at talagang maganda yan. At the moment, pwede na rin ako mag-announce na $100 po ang entrance or registration fee. And kapareho din ng Miss World or Miss Universe or Miss Philippines, New Zealand or whatever, syempre meron niyang Miss Talent, meron siyang Miss National Dress, meron siyang Miss Evening Gown, Miss Talent, of course.
Miss Congeniality.
Miss Congeniality.
Miss National Costume.
And Miss Popularity.
Yes, that's yeah. right. So what are we mm-hmm. looking for, Tita?
We are looking for at least 10 contestants.
Okay. And pwede po ba akong sumali?
Hindi ka pwede.
Bakit? Gusto ko sa ano po bang...
Ang criteria.
Ano po?
Siyempre, Miss Independence Q&A 2019. Eh, wala ka namang Q, wala ka ring A.
A show!
Oo nga pa. Hindi, ano yun, disqualified yun.
Parang si RuPaul, di ba? Work!
May A yan for Asia.
Yes.
Aha. And ang premyo po, ang premyo is a return trip to the Philippines.
Pwede ba ako sumali? Ako na lang!
Oo, kasi return trip to the Philippines yan.
Yes.
Liligawan po natin ang Philippine Airlines yes. para sa kanilang manggaling. But yes. if not, we will do our best. Definitely mayroon po yan.
Yes.
Second prize is return trip to Queenstown.
Yes, because mm-hmm. so we are looking for real mm-hmm. queens. Beautiful yes. queens yes. with yes. rainbow tails.
Yes.
You know who
yes.
you are. Yes. We yes. are looking
yes.
for you.
Of course.
For sure.
And third prize is... a sojourn in Waiheke Island.
Wow.
Yeah. Overseas pa rin.
Wow.
Hindi, Waiheke.
Waiheke.
Over the
overseas
sea.
From over the sea. Yes, that's right.
Overseas over from Auckland.
Sea.
Lahat prizes ha, overseas. Okay?
And lahat po ng contestant sigurado magkakaroon ng prize. We will
yes.
see to that.
Yes.
And napakamura po niyan. $25 yes. lang.
And aside
dahil,
from...
Yeah. Dahil yan po ay fundraising natin in preparation for next year.
Yes.
Labor Weekend Reunion, Filipino National Reunion sa 2020.
Yes, yeah. that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Alam mo, Tita, sa totoo mm-hmm. lang, kung qualified ako, mm-hmm. as in sasali na ako, kasi may ticket tayo sa pupunta ng Philippines.
Oo.
I mean, so, register ka lang, 100 mm-hmm. lang yan, tapos kano ba pamasahin yeah. yan, mahal-mahal, di ba?
Oo. Yes. Normally, 1,500, unless merong specials.
May specials. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, gusto mong mag-special
ayan,
tayo?
Sige daw, mag-special tayo dyan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have our Planet Travel specials today. And of course, from Tita Edith, we have the Philippine Airlines Balikbayan Fair. Again, speaking of October, no? Auckland to Manila return, 899 lang po yan. The only... direct flight and the fastest, of course, from Manila to from Auckland to Manila. Flying three times weekly po ito, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday from Auckland. A sale ends po ito on the 28th of February, so you have a few more days. Ang departures po nito is the 1st of May to the 30th of November. Aba, bibili ako nito, Tita Verge, mm-hmm. ha? Philippine Airlines to, mm-hmm. diretso to. Routing mm-hmm. po nito is Auckland direct to Manila and vice versa. Minimum or maximum stay is 3 months, from 3 days to 3 months. Inclusive mm-hmm. na po ito ng fuel surcharges and applicable airport departure taxes. Includes 25 kgs check-in baggage and of course the 7 kgs hand carry. No, meals and entertainment are all inclusive na rin po. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's no child fare. So pag kayo'y magdadala ng pamilya nyo, mga anak nyo is 100% adult fare din yan. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Yes. However, the infant is 20%.
Oh, oh. Ayan. 20% of the adult fare,
which is 2 years and under. Mm-hmm. Yun po ay considered as infant.
Yeah.
And ticketing po nito is within 24 hours of your booking. Non-refundable at any time po ang fare na to. However, you can actually change it with a fee of $375 per change.
Mm-hmm.
$899.
Narito po,
tapos
ka na? Yes. May isa pa pong special. Planet Earth Travel Special. Ito po ang Qantas short-term fare to Manila return from $799. Ha? Wow. Halos 800 lang yan, ano?
Yes. 100 bagasay ang diferensya niya.
Yes. The sale for this ends 25 February. Kaya magmadali po kayo. Mm-hmm. Kontakin niyo agad ang Planet Earth Travel. Narito po yan. Ang travel period nito is low season, meaning the travel starts 11 March to 31 March this year, or from 1 May to July 31, 2019. Mm-hmm.
July 5th.
No. To July 5th. Ayan.
Yes.
And then, from 22 July to 27 September, may blackout period po kasi. And 14 October to 30 November 2019.
Oh, pwede.
Pero
din ako
siya. Magaling na. Yeah. Actually, kailan na nga?
Malalaki naman yung spacing. So, anytime.
Really. Naku, hindi yata ako kasali kasi ang ano ko'y August eh. Walang August dito. Ano yan? May August dyan?
Ano lang naman, Tita Verge? From 1st of May to 30th of November.
Ah, so covered ako dyan.
So, mm-hmm. Kaya lang, sabi...
Philippine Airlines yan.
Sabi dito, seats are strictly subject to availability. And I think...
Kailan ang close-off yan?
28th.
28th of
end of the
February.
Month. Yeah. End of the month.
I think dyan ako. Mm-hmm. Now, departing from Auckland, Wellington, and Christchurch, maximum stay 12 months. Ang galing nito.
Oo, 12 months.
Kasi nga bumangon, kumakain ako ng langka na gulay na may gata. Or ayan, maximum stay po nga ay 12 months. And this is inclusive of fuel taxes and applicable airport departure taxes. Fare includes meals, entertainment, 30 kg check-in baggage, 7 kg hand carry. Departure from domestic ports around New Zealand will have an additional cost. Please inquire. Because ang kasama lang po dito is
Auckland,
Wellington, or Christchurch.
And usually 25 kilos yung regular. Or
ang, regularly, 30. Ang Philippine Airlines, binaba nila to just about beginning of this year to 25.
Right.
And I don't know why.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm. Pero ito, ang Qantas, 30 kg.
Yes, that's right. That's good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Seats are obviously strictly subject to availability. Limited sales available at this price. Use the booking tool to check availability on your travel dates or contact Planet Earth Travel for availability.
Mm-mm.
All availability and pricing is confirmed at the time of ticketing. All prices quoted are based on availability at the moment of inquiry. If you have not held a seat or do not confirm your booking by the specified time, then the price may no longer be valid.
Oh.
And you will need a new booking. Yeah, now pricing is final upon issuing the ticket, of course.
Yes.
This price is not permitted on all QF flights. Please inquire to check availability. Ay, siyempre, sasabihin naman sa inyo ng Planet Earth Travel yan o kung sino mang agent nila na lalapitan ninyo.
Yes.
Yeah. Ticketing payment is within 24 hours of confirmation or the ticket will be cancelled.
Mm-mm.
Paghandaan niya na po. Napakamura nito, $799.
Ang child fare, Tita Verge, full
changes,
fare din.
Oh. Tingnan natin. Changes, child and infant fare, accompanied child 2 to 11 years is 75% of the adult fare plus applicable taxes. Infant without a seat, meaning the under 2, 2 years is 10% of the adult fare applicable taxes.
Uh-uh.
Ibig sabihin, may bayad pa rin yung
may bayad. Yung infant. At least mas mura siya sa Philippine Airlines.
Yes. Wow, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, pricing is strictly subject to seat availability, particularly on school holidays and peak periods such as November, January, and February. There are limited seats available, especially in February and April, because April is Holy Week. Yeah, book early to avoid disappointment.
Yes.
Mayroong booking fee po ito na New Zealand, $25 per person. And mayroon akong hindi yata nasabi, yung changes, which is normal, cancellation, refund, $500. Sayang naman yung babayad nyo, so huwag na kayo mag-cancel.
Yes.
Change fee of New Zealand, $200 for changes made before departure. The refund, if any, will be the difference between the fare paid and applicable fare for the journey completed, less New Zealand dollar fee on changes made after departure. Kaya, siguraduhin na po ninyo bago kayo mag-book.
Yes.
Ah, yes. Yes, that's right. So, napakamura ang kwantas. Mm-hmm. Napakamura, $799.
What have you got there, Manang Trini?
Yes, I think we're running out of time because we're so excited about the 2020 grand reunion.
Yes.
Alam mo naman si Tita Virg, exciting. Yeah. Ayan, meron naman po tayong mga Philippine news. Medyo may kahabaan ng iba. So we can do one news or a community news. Yeah, we can go ahead.
Yes, so pinag-uusapan natin. Yes, pinag-uusapan natin yung mga community undertaking and on 2020 and on Independence Day. Pero bago po yan, ZNL Productions po will present to us para sa iyo ang laban na to. Okay, Community Meets Music. Nandun po ako. That's going to be on April 13th, 2019. That's a Saturday, 8 p.m. sa Mount Eden War Memorial Hall, 487 Dominion Road, Mount Eden. 65 pesos po. Ay, 65 pesos. $65 And para sa group of four, you can get a $5 discount and first come, first serve. So please do call Zenny Lorenzo Low at 02-021-607-806. Nandun po si Ronnie Manny Pacquiao, si Peanut from Facebook Sensation, si Justin of YouTube Sensation naman yan, Russell Regine, and Cheryl Therese. Tsaka may mga special po na taga-Oakland na mga performers. Nandun po yung MC po natin, si Maria Elijah, Miss Philippines, New Zealand. Nandun po ako, Asia Akawili, Hot Babe, for special participation. First act po natin ay si JV Lagunda, and front act is M. Grace Edenia.
M. Grace Edenia.
Yes. So para po sa ZLL Productions po ito. Nandun po sa TFC po ang sponsor natin, Barakai, New Skin, Melting Pot, Eagle, DXN, and Bamboo Spa Limited, Pipo Lechon, Bagsik Lo, and Trigo, and maraming marami pa po. So salamat po. So April 13 po yan sa Mount Eden War Memorial Hall, 8 p.m. So magkita-kita po tayo dyan para sa iyong laban ko. Tita Zenny!
Ayan. Yes. Tandaan po nyo, kasama si Asia dyan.
Yes.
Kaya mag-vibe man kayo ng 65, baka sabihin ninyo eh, sige na, gawin ko ng 70. Kasi, yung pong $10, idudonate sa kapo for 2020 expenses.
That's right.
Dahil marami tayong mga volunteers, syempre. And yung additional na $5 na ibibigay ninyo, edi very good. Sa kapo rin mapupunta yun.
Yes, that's right. So for the group of four, may discount pa kayo.
Kung gusto lang ninyo na magdagdag ng $5 because nandun si Asia.
Yes, and sa mga a-attend, siguraduhin nyo kasi ano, sa 2020, pumunta rin kayo, di ba?
Oh,
summer,
definitely.
Makita-kita tayo lahat.
Ayan.
There you go. Okay, salamat. Yes,
sa tingin pa lang ng mga... Ano yung yung mga lineups ba, napaka matatawa ka na.
That's why, you know.
Comedy talaga.
Comedy talaga.
So, nakakatawa. Ano kayong gagawin ni Manny Pacquiao dito? Ronnie Manny Pacquiao. I actually know Manny Pacquiao. So, yes, very, very nice man.
Ayan.
Yes.
So, okay. Anong news natin, Manang Trini?
Well, dahil we're running out of time anyway, Tita Verge, we just focus on our...
Na lang,
well, we can focus on our community news, or mga events ng mga community natin.
Okay.
Ito naman po is on March 9 ng Migrant Action Trust. Ayan, ito po is a community hui on immigration issues and Women's Day celebration because in line with the Women's Day International.
Mm-hmm.
So, Migrant Action Trust is a charitable organization aiming to assist migrants from assimilation on to integration into New Zealand society. Kilala mo sila, Tita Verge, diba? Mm-hmm. Over the years, MAT, or Migrant Action Trust, mm-hmm. has hosted a number of ethnic community hui to facilitate active participation in influencing and deciding issues that directly affect migrants and resettled communities. Now, last December po, the government announced that it would be consulting on proposed changes to the employer-assisted temporary work visa settings to ensure that the work visas that were issued reflected genuine regional skill shortages. The consultation will close on 18th of March. So, ang Migrant Action Trust po, our community members and community members are impacted by these changes, including the parent visa category, which has been closed since 2016. Therefore, MAT warmly invites you, all of us, and fellow community leaders to a hui, community hui, to be held on Saturday the 9th, March. March po yan from 1 to 4 at 766 Sandringham Road Extension at Mount Roskill. Now, the hui is an opportunity for various migrant groups and community advocates to discuss the proposals, make a collective submission, and put forward other recommendations that would benefit migrants. Lahat po tayo dito migrante. So this is a very important event. At saka free po ito. Mm-hmm. There will also be a 15-minute tabletop discussions on what you think are the most important issues affecting our whānau, communities, and environment. We will gather proposed calls for action on these issues as we continue to actively engage with government and candidates in the upcoming local board election. At the end of the hui, please join us in sharing a community kai to celebrate 16 years of the work that the Migrant Action Trust has done in taking actions on issues that matter and growing confident communities in Aotearoa, New Zealand. If you can, please do bring a plate from your culture to share with us. Kindly email info@migrantactiontrust.org.nz by the 1st of March to confirm your attendance. Ayan po. Ito po is from Camille Nakid, the chairperson of Migrant Action Trust. Ayan po. So, kailangan po tayong, again, to get involved para naman po mag-benefit lahat, hindi lang po Filipino migrants but every migrants in New Zealand. So who knows, baka ma-influence natin ang lawmakers ng New Zealand. You never know.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be, isn't it?
Exactly. So 9th of March po, from 1 to 4 p.m. Again, the address is 766 Sandringham Road Extension, Mount Roskill in New Zealand. So leave me, you can call me on 021-191-0508 if you have any questions, and I will find the answer for you.
Nice.
Ayan.
So March 9, yeah?
March 9, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think meeting natin yan.
Yes.
Oh, I think
1 to 4 din kayo?
Yes, that's right.
Sabado?
Saturday, 2 o'clock tayo. From 2 to 4.
Yes.
But anyway, that's really, you know, this is what I love about Auckland. Mm-hmm. When you go to the beach, hindi mo alam kung nasaan ka eh, kung ano. Kasi napaka-multicultural niya, no?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing what they're doing. And of course, they are also raising awareness against women's violence against women and children.
Mm-hmm.
So so they will be doing a fundraising. They're selling t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of 1 billion rising? 1 billion rising.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it started way back in 2013, where a lot of celebrities is trying to you know, spread awareness and campaign against women's violence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, such
violence
as
against women.
Against
mm-hmm.
women's, yeah, and children, mm-hmm. like child trafficking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Abuse, incest, and all sorts of rape. So this is also their way of just contributing towards that cause.
Mm-hmm.
So maganda po ito, and of course, hopefully I can be there and I will lead the dance for 1 billion rising in New Zealand. Ayan.
Ah,
1 billion rising. Yeah, so they're campaigning 1 billion at least. Yeah, well, the actual official dance for 1 billion rising.
Okay.
Ayan.
And while you are there, please invite everyone again to the Zumba one.
Oh yeah! So tomorrow, my Zumba classes will start again in St. Joseph Center in Takapuna. That's number 1 Fred Thomas Drive in Takapuna, from 6:30 po yan to 7:30. So I'll see you there. Yung mga taga North Shore, nandoon po ako bukas, at of course Wednesday din. We confirm on.
I will
St. Joseph. Okay,
we are still there, but.
Yeah, okay. Yes. So, but St. George tomorrow.
It's the 13th as well of April
2019. Yes, of course. Ayan.
Ayan. This is so much fun. Thank you for inviting me here.
Yes. Ayan na. So, I think we are on our greetings before we go.
Magbe-birthday na tayo kasi malapit na naman. Kulang na kulang ang isang oras.
Yes.
Ayan, February. Birthday celebrants po ng February ngayong araw na ito, 17. Yung mga nag-celebrate kahapon o nakaraang araw at yung magse-celebrate sa darating na mga araw pa. Siyempre pa, unahin ko yung kaisa-isa kong anak na lalaki. February 23rd, Eric, happy birthday. Hindi ako makarating ngayon sa Brisbane, but very soon magkita tayo. Happy birthday din or ano pa mang pagkatuwaan sa buhay na i-celebrate ninyo sa inyong lahat, sino man kayo dyan.
Happy birthday, Bram and Matias and Xander. Nakikinig sila ngayon. So, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Ayan. And of course, sabi ni Tita Reg, happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating something special today. And of course, Wilma, happy birthday nung Valentine's Day. Hindi ko alam, Valentine's Day ka pala.
Binati kita, Wilma, sa Facebook.
Yes, and of course, Daniel Katoday and my very good friend Sokanya Data, happy birthday nung Friday. Mm-hmm. Prisdale, happy birthday sa Tuesday. I will see you then. Ayan, happy birthday.
Daniel Katuday.
Katuday,
talagang
yes.
Talaga ka na, I'm sure.
Yes.
Hindi na kita mahilang kandidata.
Hindi
andyan
na.
Ka na. Andyan ka na sa Aussie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At syempre pa po si Kuya Cesar, hindi nakarating ngayon, pero sa susunod na linggo, nandito po siya.
Ang bilis.
Ganon din si Ate Jo. Yeah. Maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Magandang gabi po at maraming salamat na muli sa aming mga sponsors, ang Planet Earth Travel, Wheels on West, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans, Messi, ISM New Zealand Limited, and Western Union Money Transfer, at iba pang mga sponsors. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Magandang gabi po. Ako po si Asia Agawili, nagpupugay. Salamat sa pag-imbita at hanggang sa muli.
Yes, and hopefully we'll see you again or we'll hear from you again next week. Ayan, manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan ug sa kanunay nagpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Ako si Manang Trini, of course, signing off saying loving yourself and your family means looking after yourself first. Health is wealth, remember that. Bye for now. Until next week, ingat po kayong lahat.